A closer look at voter turnout for Tuesday's election. The number of students in higher education in Oklahoma has increased, and an upcoming event aims to keep veterans safe from lung cancer. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, November 7th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Despite record voter registration and early voting turnout in Oklahoma ahead of the 2024 presidential election, the energy did not translate to record participation on Election Day. State Capitol reporter Lino Ramos has the latest election numbers.
A bit more than 1.5 million Oklahomans turned out to vote this year. That's barely over half of those eligible. At 53%, it's the lowest turnout rate for eligible voters in the country for the second consecutive general election, according to data compiled by the University of Florida's Election Lab. And while more Oklahomans cast a ballot for president on November 5th than in any other election, as a proportion of the overall population, turnout was the lowest since 2012. In general, turnout fell in large urban counties and increased in some rural areas, reaching rates of 70% and higher. Other states with low turnout include Arkansas, West Virginia, Hawaii, and Mississippi, where rates stayed below 60%. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma City has opened two resource centers to help people who were impacted by last weekend's tornadoes. The tornadoes destroyed 50 buildings in OKC and left another 130 structures damaged. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler has details.
The outreach offices will help people get permits and find contractors to rebuild homes, fences, and other damaged structures. Residents will also be able to talk with local government officials about debris removal, insurance, utilities, and health and social services. Embark will provide free transportation from neighborhoods hit by tornadoes to outreach offices at Harmony Christian Church in Choctaw and Windwood Free Will Baptist Church in Southeast OKC. The American Red Cross has also opened two care centers at the Choctaw Middle School Gymnasium and Hera Church. The State Department of Emergency Management asks Oklahomans to continue to report damage from the storms and subsequent flooding at damage.ok.gov. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Enrollment at Oklahoma's public colleges and universities is up. State Impact's Beth Wallace has the numbers.
According to the report from the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education, the preliminary headcount of enrolled students increased by 4.5% since last fall. Oklahoma State University's headcount enrollment increased by 6%, largely helped by a sizable boost at its Center for Health Sciences. The University of Oklahoma saw its numbers rise by 5.5%, though it had a drop in students at its law center. As for smaller schools, El Reno's Redlands Community College boosted its students by 14%, and Tishomingo's Murray State College rose by almost 11%. Concurrent enrollment for high schoolers saw a bump across the state. Weatherford's Southwestern State University and Edmonds University of Central Oklahoma increased their concurrent student load by about 50%. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Research shows lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for veterans. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports the VA Oklahoma City Medical Center is participating in a nationwide awareness event that could help save lives.
Early detection and treatment of lung cancer can be life-saving. That's why the OKC VA Medical Center is hosting a screening day, encouraging veterans to educate themselves on ways to detect and treat lung cancer. The event will educate veterans on the importance of lung cancer screening, screening eligibility, as well as scheduling low-dose CT screenings to those who qualify. Lindsay Joseph with the VA Center says they are looking forward to participating in National Lung Cancer Screening Day and showing their commitment to providing care to those who have served. The screening event will take place on November 13th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm Spencer Plato.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.